Nah, no, sir. Not at all. Like I said, you know, you never know what happens in playoffs games. You know what I mean? They kept fighting throughout the duration, you know, and we just knew we had to, every time they scored, we had to come back and score, put a drive together to help our defense, you know, gather their breath because, you know, they was tired. And also, just score, outscore them. I can't relate, man. I had to do two interviews outside. So, like I said, I came in at the end when everybody was talking. And like I said, man, it's a blessing just to be in this position right now. You know what I mean? We have a couple more games to go, and just keep pushing forward. How careful were you about the angles in the second half? Nah, not really, man. It was just the field was kind of icing, you know, and when I landed, I slipped, and it just landed the wrong way. That's about it.
Looked like you had to almost crawl off the field.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's the same ankle that's been bothering me. You know what I mean? Every time, you know, you injure anything, especially the ankle, you know what I mean? It hurt a little bit.
Leonard, last week they made a decision to go for it on fourth and goal from the one. You guys scored this week, going right back out and setting the tone again with it. The bully from the coaching staff that they have and you guys to accomplish that, just sort of, what does that do for you?
Like I said, that's confidence for the offense total, for everybody, man. You know, our coaches have the faith, and also they believe in us. You know, throughout, I mean, the defense wanted to go for it too. You know what I mean? So when you have guys like that behind you who's supporting you, man, it's a great feeling.
Guys, we're talking about sticking up for your quarterback. And this last week, there was a lot of disrespect for Blake. And was there a sentiment there?
Yeah, most definitely, man. Like I say, man, even before some of us guys got here, Blake has always been getting criticized. You know, and it's different now. You know what I mean? He has guys who has his back, you know, especially me. You know what I mean? I don't care what nobody say. They're not out there with us. You know what I mean? So I'm going to defend my brother, you know, no matter what. Like I say, I treat my football teammates like real family. You know what I mean? So you never let family down.
Did you guys have to kind of keep each other up on the sideline in this kind of game, Leonard, where, you know, I mean, nobody expected them to score that many points?
Yeah, they had to keep me up. It was too cold. I was falling asleep, man. You know what I mean? And especially the duration, man, like I said, it was going back to back. You know what I mean? It was going to be a challenge for us. So just had to put together a drive to help ourselves out.
So you just said, let's just go get it again.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. What about TJ today? Obviously ran for the touchdown, but then that big 40-yard reception down. I mean, is that kind of a guy who can easily get lost in a shuffle? Wasn't even up last week with the illness. But
I mean, most definitely, man. All our running backs, we can do it all, man. Catch, run, block. You know what I mean? Anyone else to go down, we're not going to miss a step. You know, Coach Tyron Wheatley teaches us the same thing. You know what I mean? We pay attention. You know what I mean? It's different now. Everything counts.
It's been well documented. You don't like playing the cold.
Yeah.
Another probably cold game next week against New England.
Yeah. I mean, I got no answer for that. You know what I mean? But like I say, it's a blessing, you know, to also continue our season, man. You know, like I said, it's going to be another fight. You know what I mean? We're playing against one of the greatest quarterbacks I've played this game. You know, so just looking forward. I mean, it's crazy we finishing where we started at. You know, we played against them, I think it was, when it was?
Preseason.
So, I know I did. I don't care about all that. You know what I mean? Every man has their own persona of thinking of something, you know, probably motivating them or whatever. But I don't care. You know what I mean? My focus is this team. You know what I mean? Each game we focus on. You know, we're not worrying about 2 weeks ahead of us, Super Bowl. It's the next game.
What do you think it's going to take for you guys to get some respect? And do you think you finally earned it?
I mean, I don't know. It's up to y'all. It's up to everybody who watch NFL teams.
Did you watch the Eagles game last night? Because they had talked about they weren't respected even though they were the top seed.
No, I fell asleep during the game. I'm not going
to
say that, but it's disrespect, that's one. You know what I mean? Anytime any player feel like they can come towards our locker room and yell out, we're going to get to know them. How I grew up and what I'm taught about, you know, being a man, you know what I mean, is always defend yourself.
Last question.
Leonard, on the 18-yard run, one, did you know immediately that you were in?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. I knew I was in. You know what I mean? I was telling the coach to challenge it. And good thing he did. You know what I mean? Like I say, that goes back to him trusting us. You know what I mean? That was a gutsy call that he made, and it wound up working out perfectly.
And then just sort of when the defense does create a turnover and you guys are able to answer immediately, get right back on the board, just how much you know, confidence does that give you guys, and just sort of how much does that kind of inspire the team as a whole to keep, you know, kind of?
I say as a team, as a whole, man, it helps all of us out. You know what I mean? Especially when we're getting the ball and scoring now, you know, it was difficult for us in the regular season during some games. And just our defense to have our back, you know, and knowing that we're going to score, man, it feels great to have Jalen telling me get in there. You know, Khalid telling me get in there. You know, Malik, you know, the defense pushing us. So, man, it's good.